You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Time for entertainment news. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. And seems like every day we hear about a new music biopic, Cindy. And now it looks like there's going to be one about Shania Twain. And so far, these have all been pretty good, haven't they?
They really have. Good morning, Bob. And in the words of Shania herself, let's go, Hollywood. Sony Pictures is developing her official biopic on the country music icon, just simply titled Shania. Leah McKendrick is directing the film from her own original script. The plot details are under wraps right now, but it will explore the singer's extraordinary career, ups and downs. She was divorced and had to get her personal life straightened out, and now is back bigger than ever. Twain is all in. She's producing, and she's a five-time Grammy Award winner. She redefined country music in the 80s. Love the hits, including That Don't Impress Me Much, You're Still the One, and Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
July 24th for that. Coming soon to Disney Plus and Hulu, it'll be the iHeart Radio Music Festival. They got a pretty good lineup, don't they?
Yeah, they really do this year. iHeart Radio 2026 just announced partially the lineup. The shows are Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. Some of the headliners include BTS, they're still huge, Benson Boone, Cardi B, the Goo Goo Dolls, Kenny Chesney, Lainey Wilson, Muse, Snoop Dogg, Weezer, much more. Tickets go on sale June 12th at 1 p.m. Central, and the pre-sale is Wednesday, June 10th at noon Central. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest, the nice thing is the entire festival is available to live stream on Disney Plus and Hulu.
I've noticed lately a lot of award shows, music fests have been taking place in Las Vegas, and we're hearing about kind of a downturn in tourism there where you are in Las Vegas. So are they trying to book more events to bring people in, Cindy?
They really are. And the interesting thing, Bob, is the town isn't really losing money. They're really going after big spenders. So they want you here for the weekend and they want you spending this money on the tickets. Even though there are less people, they're making just as much money as ever before. Because I guess once you're here, they sort of got you. There's not even any more free buffets anymore. You're paying for breakfast and dinner. So it is an interesting little thing. Yeah. How Vegas just keeps rolling along.
On the subject of music, I know you recently talked to Bryan Adams. What's he up to these days?
You know, the crazy thing about this was they said Bryan Adams will call you. No one ever said he would call from a public train at noon in London. And the crazy thing was Bryan Adams rides public trains. And he said, yeah, you know, I love it. No bodyguards, no publicists. He's like, limos have never been my gig. He goes, I hate being a celebrity. I'm the guy you'll find on the subway. People run around going, is that Bryan Adams? And he goes, if you have to ask yourself that question, it probably is Bryan Adams. And then he was kind of cute about it. He said, if you want to come up and say you love a certain song, sit down. We'll have a little chat. And he's got a lot going on this summer. He's got something called his Roll with the Punches tour. His opener, Pat Benatar, that's a good show. Not playing Chicago, weirdly. They're playing St. Louis on July 24th, or the second closest is Milwaukee on August 16th. And I had to ask him, when did he get his first real 6-3 string? How many times have we heard that song? But he said his dad gave him his first guitar, and he also asked for a drum kit. He was that kid. And he said, quote, it was a super loud house and didn't have it too easy. He worked in a pet store coming up, worked as a dishwasher. He said, we did a speed round of some big Bryan Adams questions. He said the fastest song he ever wrote was Everything I Do It For You from the Robin Hood film. He said it took me 45 minutes. When you have a song, he said, when you know, you know. And that song was a huge hit for him.
Yeah. I still like Summer of 69. Well, hopefully he'll come to Chicago and somebody tell him about the CTA. He can right. go on the L. We've got
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Scary movie news this morning, don't we?
And for Anna Faris, this is like The Godfather. She keeps trying to get out, but they keep pulling her back in. Anna Faris actually said she thought she would just do the first Scary Movie, which many, many years ago was made for $19 million only. The first one grossed $278 million. So you better believe Anna Faris was doing all these sequels. And she's back for number 7, which opens this Friday. She plays Cindy Campbell, a girl just who cannot get any peace of mind. And now Anna says, I'm part of this big thing and it chokes me up. Plus, we can only imagine how lucrative this is. And she's done other things, though. She did Mom, and she said it just was a case of she was worried about being typecast, which obviously she wasn't. And she said, my early victory with these movies was a huge stroke of luck for my career.
A lot of fans of The Shield still, and they'll be interested in hearing about the new deal for Michael Chiklis. Tell us about it.
And if you've never seen The Shield and you need a summer watch, it's on Hulu. That's one of the great shows of all time, with a great opener and an even better ender. And Michael Chiklis played the lead in that. And now he's joining Tyrant, which is what they're billing a culinary thriller for Amazon MGM Studios. It stars Chiklis, Charlize Theron, Julia Garner, and Demi Moore. Great cast there. No one will say who Chiklis is playing, but it's being called a high-stakes thriller in the vein of Wall Street, set within New York's elite fine dining scene. So it's kind of like The Bear, but in a 5-star restaurant.
Yesterday at Windsor Castle, Idris Elba was honored. It's Sir Idris now, isn't it?
Yeah, we must call him Sir. If we can't call him Bond, James Bond, because he sort of aged out of that role, at least he can be Sir Idris Elba. He was knighted by King Charles yesterday at Windsor Castle. And it wasn't just his acting. He does a lot of work with youth charities that caught the royals' attention. Idris went with his wife, Sabrina Elba. And, you know, he went through that process. You kneel and the king taps your shoulder and all of a sudden you're a sir. I'm not sure how life changes, Bob. Could you imagine being Sir Bob Surratt?
Sir Surratt, sure. And by the way, who's going to be the next James Bond? What's the deal on that?
They're going young. Idris Elba was in the number one slot for a long, long time. And they're looking at young actors in their 20s. They said they want to start with someone who could have a long runway. So that Jacob Elordi, who's on he's on a lot of different shows. He was on Euphoria. He's in the hot seat. So people better kind of look at these young actors. You look at the names, and a lot of people will go, "Who is this?" But they might be James Bond soon.
Yeah, and then everybody will know their names. Well, I still like my root beer floats shaken, not stirred. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.